Bot.ai.
If your loved ones or family members have favorite flowers among their bouquets of roses, freesia, snapping dragons, lilies and more, you can buy arrangements with cookies, truffles or chocolate. Sending someone a beautiful bouquet of flowers will rarely disappoint, making it a fail-safe choice. In fact, flowers are a great option for any occasion, whether it's your boyfriend getting married, your mother's birthday or need to cheer up a buddy who has been unlucky recently. Colorful balloons will earn brownie points for buying a bottle of red wine. Send beautiful arrangements of fresh flowers for less money by using our Bloom and Go Wild discount codes and cashback offers. With next day free delivery all over the UK, you can send memorable last minute gifts. Order a chili plant, a posy, or a bottle of whiskey to go in search of your loved ones from a list of bestsellers, gifts, subscriptions, and business flowers that are a must-see. Letterbox flowers, hand-tied bouquets, roses, mini pineapples, they exceed the wildest floral ideas of our customers. Bloom and Go Wild is Britain's most popular online florist and florist with over 10,000 five-star reviews. We believe that you will be able to get the flowers you love, from letterbox flowers to hand-tied bouquets of roses to mini pineapples, they go beyond the wildest floral fantasies of our customers. Made with ideas from the English country garden in mind, with a nice touch of wild whimsy. Our team of in-house floral designers creates bouquet changes in style and season to ensure the best flowers are shipped. Once you have selected your favorite flower species, save the seeds for more of them. Open pink, white or maroon flowers that bloomed before the frost. If you like one in any shape or form, store the seeds in small pods, let the flowers fade and leave the seeds where they are, plant them well and dry and store them in dry envelopes so that you will have more exactly the same flowers next spring. Expert flower gardeners know that pruning annual flowers forces more flowers. If you remove the flowers before they ripen to seed pods, the plant will sprout and form more flowers to try to produce seeds. However, if you keep your red poppies, this means chopping the flowers after they have faded in the middle, so that they become seed capsules and their natural flowering time is doubled. Floral lemon mint, blue-eyed and black-eyed Susan, yellow Indian blanket flowers, red and yellow daisies, white poppies and papaveria. Flowers of lemon mint, lunar darda citriodoras, black-eyed Susan, rudbeckia and Indian blanket bristling gaillardia as well as daisies, flea crabs, eggtails and anise, poppies, papavers and rheas. Unlike vegetable gardens and traditional flower gardens, where weeds must be removed as soon as they appear, weeds in meadow gardens are different. A meadow garden is a mixture of grasses, flowers and other species that attract butterflies. Red roses go down in history as the romantic flower of choice in art and floristry because they symbolize love and enduring passion. Cultivated spring symphonies are a reliable choice, and some of them, like R.H.'s, have been awarded the Garden Merit Cross. Foam blossoms like Tiarella produce church spires of pale pink foam blossoms with pretty foliage in spring. The dark purple flowers of Salvia Amistad begin in early summer and come back again and again in the last breaths of autumn, making them a must for sunny, sheltered places. The foliage is aromatic, the tall stems are excellent for flowering leaves, and many bees love the plant. The staff and volunteers offer an impressive knowledge of the species on the path. For example, a delicate white flower is called yarrow because it is used to treat wounds. The parks offer an excellent documentation of the diversity of flowers that you will find along their paths. Enjoy the scavenger hunt, but bear in mind that collecting flowers can damage the ecosystem and is illegal. Bloom and Go Wild is a product approach to selling flowers in bouquets that allows people to create a small bouquet that can easily be delivered in a beautifully designed box that fits into a typical British letter slot on your doorstep. For people who prefer to buy tangible things like flowers in person, rather than living in a virtual world all year round, ordering and delivering flowers online makes it much easier to start and grow a florist. The ability to order flowers in the office, where they are not ordered every day, is as much part of the subscription as any other D2C product you order online. The practice of sending bouquets has not changed much over the years, but the way they are made has changed. Bloom and Wild enables customers from all over Europe to send quality flowers to friends and family. The bouquet he sells is an eye-catcher, designed for the kind of person who might spot it on a social network and is aimed at our modern predicament. Orders for our British designs are shipped within seconds and delivered by post box the next day. Bloom and Wild is pleased to offer letterbox gifts, luxurious hand-bound bouquets and much more. Go Wild takes just 15% off your first app order with a code that makes your friend slash life coach smile. To do this, we evaluate the available selection, the simplicity of the process and the information contained in each bouquet. If you have feedback on Bloom and Wild, our app, or your flower delivery, we'd love to hear from you. Please leave us an app review on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter for the latest news and offers. May is the month of brutal, hard-sounding garden technique, the Chelsea Chop. It is a way to upset the bloom of plants that bloom explosively in summer, such as Rudbeckia, catnip, nepeta, echinacea and helenium. This year, the hydrangea shrub in her garden, which was unable to flower, burst into a pink ball. In the Philadelphia region, it is ahead of the trend this year, which is likely due to the weather, according to Marie Meeklejohn and other plant specialists. Some species of hydrangea can turn pink or blue, but large-leaved varieties tend to bud older branches by mid-spring. Episode 1289 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Randy Adams. Adios.